The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Rob's been trying to get something adjusted on the microphones here for 30 minutes. It seems like 30 minutes. He's like, damn. I hope you didn't move that slow when you worked at the amusement park for 1 week. No wonder they fired your ass.
Took 30 minutes to take the ride on the roller coaster.
Oh, my God. It's like, all I got to do is push this button. Let's see. 5, 4. Almost there. Almost okay. Roller coaster takes off. Pew. Ty, get that damn camera away. Oh, I don't need that up on me. Todd, Ace's personal video guy, is in here doing video of all of us today. Which,
yeah, and the reason he's here is because Adam wanted him to come in and shoot this an open for this new video series we're going to do every day. And not doing me.
Well, now, if you're going to be on it, he's got to be videoing you, so I guess he's just getting everybody else while he's at it.
He's dragging us down with him.
Yeah, I guess Ace is going to have to be at that wedding my wife got you the gig for, huh, Todd?
Yeah.
Todd's camera will not point at anything but Ace. Ace is going to have to do the sermon, the ceremony, everything. He's going to be our dearly beloved.
We are gathered here today.
Give me a shot. I got time to get, what do you call it, approved or whatever to conduct sermons.
Ordained.
Approved.
Get approved. You're approved.
I got to get approved. By the grace of God.
I can get qualified.
Yeah.
I got to hold my mic now because Rob's changing out my mic flag over here.
Oh, he can hold one.
We need the other little things,
too. He can hold one.
On the wall.
Oh. He's speaking to the microphone.
Hang on,
I'm going to
get this off.
This thing on?
And what they're doing is switching out these little things. If you see on any video, like on Ace's podcast, the Ace's Large podcast and movie, it says Ace and TJ show above the microphone, a little thing that's attached. That's what Rob has been trying to attach now for about 3 hours. He moves like a union worker. Like, damn.
It's high pressure, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yes. When you have a peanut gallery commenting about how fast you're going, I could sympathize with him a little bit.
Is he not going slowly, Riggins?
I don't know. I have no idea how to do this. Okay.
Well, you're pretty handy. He unscrewed two things and had to put them back in.
I'm trying to cut him some slack here because he's not getting any support from. And then something happened right as the podcast started. And
then the nuts keep slipping out of his hand because he's got Dorito chips all over. Like, I got Cool Ranch dust all over my microphone now. All right. Well, I always act different, though, when there's a camera up in here. I'm not comfortable in front of the camera. Comfortable behind the camera. Shooting porn.
Yeah, I was going to say, when have you been behind a camera? Never.
Do you have a lot of videos from when your kids were little? Did you shoot a lot of video stuff when your kids were little?
Well, a little bit. And they weren't that cute when they were little, so I didn't really want to. Yeah, we have, obviously, we have a lot more of our daughter than our son because she was the firstborn.
Firstborn, yeah.
And, and when we have boxes and boxes of printed pictures. And back then, when we would get them developed to send back to Louisiana or whatever, I mean, everything wasn't digital, 21 years ago. And you know how you get double prints?
Yeah.
Jody would get like quadruple prints of every roll of film because we just send this to mom and send this to my sisters. And yeah, it's like, well, they're not even like formal pictures or anything. They're just snapshots that I've taken with my new Kodak Canon 35 millimeter. Wait, was it a? What was the? And Andre Agassi used to do the commercials for
you. Had a 35 millimeter
Rebel. It was a Rebel. Yeah.
Yeah,
and it was, I mean, I was a pretty, I got a flair for photography, you know, making myself a human tripod and all. Like, if you see somebody taking a picture with a 35 millimeter camera, like if it's in a movie or something, and they've got their, say it's the right hand, they're pushing the button to take the pictures, and they've got the left hand all cocked out to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, they don't know what they're doing. The elbow comes in around your chest and holds it underneath the camera. So you can steady it more.
Brace and balance.
Yeah. So you become a human tripod, which is what I've always been accused of being.
Right.
Even before I got into photography.
Long before.
Yeah.
Three legs.
Right. Yeah. Hey. That's what they called me at the fair.
A damn tripod.
I've got boxes of like high 8 video footage of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
It was the step up from VHS.
High 8?
They look like cassettes.
Oh, like the mini ones.
No, not the mini ones. They're like the size of a full-size cassette.
I don't know about
it
that.
It was called High 8 was the quality or whatever of the film. And then now I've got them sitting in these little boxes. I have them all organized in these little boxes. But I don't exactly know what's all is on each one. So it's not like I could pick and go, let's just do these three. They just have dates on them. Like, this is everything I shot from October of 2000 to January of 2001. Okay, so there's a Christmas in there. You start sending stuff off, and I've checked into these things. Like I think Legacy Box is amazing. But I want to get them all done, which is like would cost me several $1,000s to send them all off and have them all done. And I tried to find a camera one time that you could hook up, and I wasn't successful in finding a camera. A lot of places you can find a camera. I did have a VHS recorder once that you could, I bought this thing, you ordered it online, and you could hook it up to your television, and you could run your VHS stuff off onto your computer and then dump it to a USB. But it did it all in real time.
Yeah, you got to just let it run.
You just have to let it run and then go back in as soon as you're done, you know, and take it and go, now I got to dump this onto a USB. 2 hours. So it's a 4-hour process to do one. Was at the time to do one video, 3-hour process to do one video. It took a lot of time.
Yeah, I've transferred zero. Yeah. We still have the little high 8, super 8s, or whatever they were called.
All sitting around.
And the main reason, though, I mean, you got all those reasons about it being expensive and taking so much time. The main reason I haven't done it is because I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
When you have a photographic memory like I do, you don't need all of that. I can replay anything at any time and see exactly what the kids were wearing and the little doo-doo on their face or whatever. You know, whatever people want to use as memories.
Yeah, doo-doo on their face?
Yeah, you know, they smeared around. You never know. Like, sometimes they'll dig into their diapers and stuff.
Ew.
And yeah. Then they got to go, you got to give them a shower and all and then put them, try to catch the bus on time so they can get to middle school.
I want to get laughed at. My dog had a piece of doo-doo hanging off his butt the other day. It looked like a Christmas ornament. He was just running around.
He's got all that hair, though.
I know. He was just swinging back and forth. I'm like, what are you? Sit down.
And you got to get that off.
Yeah.
You comb it out or you just pick it off?
I took some toilet tissue and just ripped it. And he don't like anybody touching his butt. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I was just saying, who would be like okay with
it? But he's very like, why are you back there? So I just rip it out. It was so gross.
Does he do that?
No,
he just
runs away.
I'm surprised you don't take him right down. This is the groomer right in your building or
yeah,
right
close.
Down the street.
Yeah.
Why you didn't just take him over there and go, hey, get that doo-doo out of here.
He got doo-doo. You got a doo-doo service?
I don't have an appointment, but just that one piece of doo-doo.
Yeah.
They'd say, okay. They go do it and come back and go, that's $300.
That's exactly what it is.
Damn.
It's crazy. I stopped going there, too.
Man, people just get soaked for prices and stuff on their pets.
It's crazy.
That's why sometimes Absolutely. I'm not a cat person, but I can see where having a cat would be beneficial to having a dog.
Hell yeah.
If you got to watch how much money you're spending, you can leave a cat in the house without having somebody come walk it and.
I can
just, all of that stuff.
I can see not having a pet over having a cat any day too. Of the week.
Oh, my wife! Would, my wife would not allow any cat. Yeah, she's scared of them.
Why?
I don't like creepy. Them. That's what she said. Creepy. Cats walking all over everything.
My mom hates that about my cat. She's like, "Why haven't you taught your cat not to walk on the furniture?" I'm like, "It's a cat. I don't know how to teach it anything. What do you mean?"
Yeah, they are dumb. Cats are dumb.
Or they're smart. They're just going to live their lives no matter what.
Okay, yeah. You know what you call those people? Insane. Yeah. If they're people, they're dumb. Like, you can't teach them nothing.
No.
Yeah,
but, cats, though, they look at you like, I'd eat your face at some point, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no interest in a cat whatsoever.
I don't mind if somebody else has a cat, and then the cat wants to come up, and I'll pet it and all that, because I like soft things, kind of like Lenny on Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, that's true.
Of Mice and Men is a book by John Steinbeck.
I know.
Alexis. It's a classic.
I know.
Was he Jewish?
Well, I don't like to make assumptions, but that name...
Steinbeck.
I would assume so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love believe. That book.
Yeah.
Because it was short.
It was short, yeah.
Yeah.
That book's short.
Real short.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie, too.
Who played in that movie?
What's Goldberg? That guy's name? Goldberg. Starring.
It's just the biggest person I could think of, because it's got to be somebody huge that doesn't know their own strength.
Goldberg.
I'm going to hug him and squeeze him and kiss him and love him.
Yeah, I think it was Goldberg.
He is an actor now, right, Goldberg?
I have no idea.
I guess.
He's been in a movie?
I've seen him in a movie or two, but usually it was as a, like, just some guy, you're like, oh, that's Goldberg in the background kind of thing.
What's he doing there?
I don't know.
But I know my wrestlers. You know that.
Very impressive.
Damn sure. Alexis, do you get all offended or on guard with people if they say negative things about cats?
Yeah.
Like, does that bother you that my wife says that she doesn't like cats? She's scared of cats?
No, I get why people are scared of cats, but they haven't met my cat. So, oh.
That's what you should do one day to surprise Jody. Bring your cat to our house.
She's just not, she's like a dog, no, my
she
cat.
Freak.
Oh, hey.
She plays fetch. She doesn't care if a stranger comes into my house. She'll go right up to the stranger and get on their lap.
Yeah, because you said earlier she's trying to escape all the time.
She's like, please take me.
Yeah. She's like blinking twice.
SOS with her.
I just love her, even though she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my boo.
And do you give the cat... I didn't really know that catnip was a thing that people used anymore. I thought that was, in old school cartoons and stuff. But it's actually an elixir that you give to cats to calm them down because they're so crazy, right?
It's a plant. It's a real plant.
Yeah, it helps their digestion also.
A plant?
It's a plant. It's like a weed, but if you give it to them.
Oh, I thought it was in a liquid.
No.
No.
It's like a weed.
In cartoons, it was always in a liquid. Oh, like they would drink it and get wasted. Like
yeah, they act crazy, though. They do act nutty.
My cat, I'll put some on the floor, and she will rub her whole body against it, and she just goes crazy. She loves it. You put it inside of the cat toys, and they just go bananas.
Where do you get it?
PetSmart or wherever.
What if for human ate it? What would happen? Did you get drunk?
Probably nothing.
No. But isn't that what it does? Isn't it zone them out? So, like, both of y'all high as a satellite over there in the afternoon?
That's more of how they paint it, but, yeah.
Smoking catnip over here.
The other day I went to the pet store, and they had catnip, and the way that they were branding the catnip was after names of actual weed. Like, it was Meowie Wowie was one of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was so cute. They're expensive. It's expensive.
Well, why don't you just give it a gummy or something? Doesn't it do the same? Like a little piece of an edible wouldn't make your cat calm down?
Maybe,
I thought that was the cure-all for everything. Isn't your friend having you go get his cat or his dog some CBD?
No, someone called me yesterday, and it was the wrong number. And that's how Khaleesi would be. She loves it.
What kind of idiocy is this on the screen we're looking at?
That's a cat with catnip. They just go they nuts love it. For it.
Well, then why doesn't the idiot...
Like, look at that cat.
Yeah, why doesn't the idiot just move it out of the way? When they pull his head off the way, just move it out of the way.
Yeah.
That so even the cat like, can't get back into it.
That doesn't even look like a regular cat. That looks like a lynx.
That's my cat's a lynx. But
cats are just weird and creepy.
They're not weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. How hot would a woman have to be for you to have her move in with her cats?
How hot?
Say she's got two cats.
Oh, she had to be smoking. Like,
yeah.
But if you have two cats, it would tell me there's something, there's an issue.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah. I would think.
There's an issue.
Okay. There's going to be an issue here.
What if they're feral cats?
I don't know what a feral cat is.
It's different from a stray. It's untamed.
Yeah.
Like a feral cat got in a cockpit of some plane the other day in the news.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And then ended up having to do an emergency landing because that cat was attacking the pilots. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't care for them. I don't like.
Well, they don't care for you either. So
that's fine.
Yeah, they don't think you're so perfect.
Yeah, they think you're a weirdo and you're a creep. So
glad. Stay away. Now, why do you find that offensive?
Cause
it's not your cat.
Yeah.
Still. I just don't. I don't want to hear it.
They shed a lot.
Interesting.
The cats shed a lot.
Yes. Oh, so much. That I wish I could shave her sometimes. Just take all her hair off.
Oh, you could.
No, then she'd look like a skinned chicken.
Yeah, that's the only drawback to the Basset Hound that we have. You know, that Basset Hound is awesome. He's a great dog, but he sheds. That's the only drawback I can think of.
They shed.
That and when he does that whole when he somebody knocks on the door and he goes crazy. Like you can't get him to shut
howling.
Up. But yeah.
This may be a little off topic, but maybe not so much. Todd, cameraman, when's the last time you had on a pair of pants that didn't have a drawstring in them?
Ballpark it.
I had jeans all last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh. Have you noticed?
Some jogger jeans?
Yeah.
Well, he's a workout freak, so he's always, he built P90X or something.
Is that right? He's the guy?
Yeah. So, yeah, he's always in some kind of a workout pant.
Yeah.
Drawstrings.
You still do Sean T's podcast? Okay. So the guy that does part of Insanity for P90X, Todd does his podcast.
Well, it's Mr. T to you.
Yeah. We had him on the show one time. Sean T, he was in town.
Has he taught you how to dance? You do any of the and choreograph stuff with him? Yeah. Because that's what he is. He's a dancer.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
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 But he,
girl.
Yeah, he danced with somebody.
Mariah Carey.
He was a dancer for Mariah Carey's tour.
Mm-hmm.
For a Mariah Carey tour.
Yeah. We were in some of the same classes, you know, over here at the dance district. That's what they call it.
TJ and Sean T.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Danced together at the dance district.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He seemed like he slapped the taste out of your mouth. You get sassy with him. And make you like it.
Yeah.
Nice fella.
I bet he got to pick up Mariah Carey then. Because remember, she had all her dancers like carry her around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right. That's why. That's how he developed that workout. He needed to get strong.
Yes.
All right. Like, you know, she got some gains going there for a while.
Drew Carey.
Yeah.
I think Mariah Carey is so sexy. I think she is absolutely one of the most beautiful people that's ever lived.
Got a true care.
That ain't funny.
I think Alexis is mad now about the cat thing. Are you
she's
mad
been
about
mad
the
all day
no,
about
I'm
something?
Mad about it.
She's had something going on all day. She mad about
because I'm quiet.
Yeah,
yeah, and yes, you're not your typical. What did my wife say? Peace, love, and happiness.
Yeah.
You know, it's all peace, love, and happiness. Then y'all need that.
Yeah, because there are a bunch of grouchos in that room.
But you never know. I mean, Adam could have emailed or something that upset her during the show, for all we know.
That would piss me off.
Is that what happened?
No, I'm just quiet today. Mm. Sometimes you just got to observe. That's
right.
It.
Well, not except when you're on a personality driven morning show.
Yeah.
Like, then you're not supposed to just observe.
Being a personality is kind of what you're being paid to do. So we'd like to have a little more of that, please. Yeah. Thanks.
All right, Riggins, tomorrow's your quiet day. It's your turn.
Shut up.
That's fine. Yeah, work on your scowl tonight. I want that perfected by the time you get in the morning.
I'm working on my scowl.
I don't even have a scowl. Do I have a scowl?
No, you have a shitty look on your face.
Yeah, today.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, you look like you're angry. You're sitting there kind of like you're sulking about something, like you're upset.
Like your, what does your mom say? Like she's
full of piss and vinegar. Full of piss and vinegar today, aren't you?
Yeah. Jeez. You got that sour puss on your face.
I didn't know. Next time, remind me. Shut up, Mom.
Was it in here this morning that somebody said they wanted Riggins to read Dr. Seuss books like his dad?
No, I said it yesterday.
Is it okay?
That's kind of that'd be funny.
In your dad's accent.
Yeah, oh my God. I will not eat green eggs and ham. Sam, I am. You son of a bitch. I can't imagine what that would sound like because he did not read to us, but that's what it would sound like.
My dad read the Forum to us.
The Forum?
Yeah, the Penthouse Forum.
Oh. Was that like where the people send in questions and stuff?
No, they send in stories.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like crazy.
Playboy did the question and answer thing.
Yeah.
I've never.
Yeah, Penthouse was more vulgar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Playboy didn't have the nastiness that a Penthouse or something would have.
Like, what's the story in the? Could I find one?
I'm sure you could. Yeah. I'm sure if you Googled it, it'll pop up. And,
like Hustler?
No, Penthouse.
Penthouse was more vulgar than Playboy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And i.e. better.
Interesting.
Yeah. Playboy was just like, compared to Penthouse, it was like, you know, the Sears catalog.
Yeah, I take by the way that Riggins leaned toward his screen, he's found some.
Yeah, yeah,
you're like, whoa,
on the internets.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
they're like weird headlines too. That I don't know.
Yeah,
a little seedy,
sick,
a little seedy,
sick.
Yeah.
Oh, Megan just said, get Alexis to talk about bobbleheads. We the people need these.
I've been saying that.
I think three people are going to buy a bobblehead. We can't afford to.
More people have said, every time we talk about it, everybody's like, yes, bobbleheads, please. Please.
Ace, you said all that stuff about the cat and you pissed her off.
She was pissed off about something.
I'm not even pissed off today.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Are you tired? Oh, well, yeah. She said, did you see that? She said that she
couldn't sleep last night.
Well, no, and she was trying to take a nap at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Who takes a nap at 6
o'clock? I couldn't, though. I was just so tired, and I was so tired that I couldn't even sleep.
But then if you stay up at 6, you stay up until you go to bed at like 8:30 or 9.
I didn't end up taking a nap. I just laid there looking at the ceiling.
Allow me to introduce you to NyQuil.
No, because the last time I took something like that, I came in an hour late.
Swear to God, true story.
You took something like NyQuil? What did you take?
It was Xanax.
Right, okay. That's not NyQuil. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. There's nothing that's ever come through your doors that's as weak as NyQuil.
But that's what I've been prescribed.
I took something like
sleep.
NyQuil. What was it? A Xanax.
Well, now I just won't take
morphine.
Anything.
Right. Like, it was, that's not even the same ballpark.
It was the cherry-flavored morphine.
Yeah, calm down, soldier boy.
I won't take any. Now I'm paranoid. The other day, I literally was going to take. I was like, nope, I'm not going to take it because I'm scared. I now put 5 alarms on, and it's just like I'm paranoid, so I just can't. I can't do it.
But you shouldn't be trying to take a nap at 6 o'clock in the evening.
But that's when I got home, and I was just so tired.
Right. Well, then, as my wife would say, go to bed. Just go to bed.
Yeah.
Sleep until you got to get up at 3 or whatever time you get. What time do you get up?
At 3.
Yeah. So 6 to 3, you would if you went to bed then and fell asleep by 6:30 and woke up at 3, you'd be like, woo!
That's 8.5 hours of sleep. You'd be ready to go.
I wasn't going to fight it if I tried to take a nap and I didn't want to wake up, but I just couldn't sleep. So I just laid there looking at the ceiling.
In like a bed nap or on the couch?
I was in my bed.
Okay, so if you would have fallen asleep, you could have stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I was so tired too, and I was like, I don't know why I can't go to sleep right now.
That sucks when you have those days or nights where you're exhausted, but you just realize I'm so tired, but I can't sleep.
Yeah. Oh, man. My mind is just going and going and going.
You should read the forum. It's a great bedtime story for you to read.
It took a Xanax at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday. I'd still be asleep.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
You better get off my land right now before I put some lead in you. Last time I took something like NyQuil, I overslept.
What'd you take? Xanax.
Xanax.
Oh, my God.
A fistful of fentanyl.
You didn't overslept. You overdosed.
A little different.
Not when it's prescribed to you.
Oh, of course. You know who said that? Elvis.
Yeah, right.
And what happened to Elvis? Poor Elvis. His fans literally loved him to death.
You can absolutely overdose if it's prescribed to you.
No, I mean, yeah, if you take more than one.
Well, who prescribed that to you, though?
A doctor.
Your doctor?
Yes.
Conrad Murray.
Who believes it?
Dr. Conrad Murray.
Who believes it? Her doctor. Like, she went to a doctor visit, and that doctor prescribed Xanax for you.
Well, it was a couple of doctor visits, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's called doctor shop.
I think I told y'all I went the other day and talked about my sleep to the doctor, and she was like, it's not bad enough. I don't want to really prescribe you anything. So for now, just if you're having trouble, I mean, you're okay doing what you're doing. Mm.
Grow up.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's fine. I don't want to take anything anyway. But I said, what I'm hearing you say is the doctor just told me stay with the NyQuil. And she said, that's not exactly what I said, but yeah, kind of. If it works for you every now and then, that's fine. Said, okay, cool. Great. Leave me alone.
Everybody comes a point, and y'all will.
Shut up, Amanda.
Y'all will realize how frustrating this is that when you start going to the doctor and, when you have something that you're complaining about, something that's bothering you, and the diagnosis is, well, I mean, you are at that age. Yeah. It's like, well, whatever the reason why this is happening is because of your age. It's like, they say that about everything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had to get stitches in my toe. They said, it's because you're 50 now. It's like, it's just a common thing, go get stitches in your toe because you're 50. Ace can't sleep. Yeah. Shit flying all in his mouth. Yeah.
The first time I ever encountered that was my knee started hurting. My left knee started bothering me. And I went to the doctor for it. And he said, well, it's two things. Number one, you run on a treadmill every day, and that's a big part of it. He goes, number two, let's face it, you're almost 50 years old. And I went, oh, okay. He goes, I've been there. I went through the exact same thing. He said, you're almost 50. You're got a slightly arthritic left knee. Oops. Keep exercising it, but you need to get off the treadmill every day because it's taking a pounding, and you need to give some relief to that knee. So start using the elliptical or the bike or something. Occasionally, you can run on a treadmill. Just be aware, and when you work out, if you do have a leg day, wear a brace, and it'll help strengthen the knee, and it'll be fine as you grow older. But probably, you know, if you do a lot of running, it's just going to hurt because, let's face it. I think he put it like, he goes, you and I have the same problem. The doctor, he's like, you're 6'4", and you're almost 50. So your knees have taken a pounding.
Yeah. That sounds weird.
Yeah. And did they ever figure out what was causing the anal leakage?
They didn't figure out that.
Was that just a 50-year-old thing?
Because
that didn't happen to me when I turned 50.
Yeah, I said it happens.
And speaking of taking a pounding.
Yeah. We need to talk about your anus.
Yes.
I'm more concerned about that.
Todd's moving thing.
Trying to quietly lower something over there, not so quietly.
He messed it up, too. He towed it up. Nope. That belongs to the radio station. Oh, well. That's not going to be on me.
No.
I don't even care.
Probably going to be on me.
Todd, just from a professional opinion as a, what do you call yourself? A videographer?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you didn't go to school for that, did you? You just figured out you could do it.
Yeah. Jump over there, Todd, grab that.
Oh, that was your broadcast school? You went to that video and television?
Yeah.
Or was that extra after we had already known you as a radio audio person?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's you went to full-on broadcast school for it. Okay.
Where is this
So going? In your professional opinion, how damn messy does this studio look in the shots that you're taking? It doesn't look like we're very professional. No, Riggins has got a little camera thing sitting up on some to-go cups from Panera.
It's my tripod.
We got wires everywhere. No banners in here.
It looks.
Yeah, he's been filming for about 30 minutes. I just realized we never put the stuff on the wall. It makes the room really pop.
I think Rob has been in there gathering the stuff for 30 minutes. He just made it in here.
Yeah. He's a hunter-gatherer.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, so none of this really... All right. I mean... I don't think any of this footage is going to be usable, Todd.
It might be.
Just from my professional opinion. I mean, we didn't do the... what, Ring? You think I made Rob mad?
No.
Are you mad, Rob, that I've been picking on you about...
I'm meticulous. I go slowly.
Okay. All right.
I know you end up playing a damn video game on your phone.
Plays that meticulously.
Vacation stuff.
Oh, planning his vacation.
No.
Did you get your Airbnb booked? Is that what you mean?
When I say planning my vacation, I'm really just booking my Airbnb. That's really what I mean.
Hey, Rob, did you drink all that Captain Morgan private stock thing? I brought you a big bottle of that the other day.
Yeah, I did not.
Okay, good. Because I don't want your girlfriend coming down on me saying, you got him wasted and he pooped on the coffee table. Because, you know, he's bad about that.
Pooping on the coffee.
Yeah.
Getting wasted and pooping on the coffee. There was a picture I saw, Robbie. You looked pretty, you looked a little inebriated the other night.
Swassy?
Yeah.
I'm sure there that was at some point.
Okay.
Case, yes.
Really?
You know what? I dislike some of those banners awfully. What are we going to do about that? What, Adam got, 10 Ace and TJ banners for $1? From somewhere.
And the Ace and TJ banners work really well. He got the other ones he got, and for some reason they're a different size. And that drives me effing crazy.
They're all different.
Drives me nuts.
Well, I do know that the banners look even better after they've been folded and stored and stuff like
rolled up. They look great.
They're a little wrinkly.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't see it on film.
Yeah.
It looks great. They really do look good on film.
None of this footage is going to see the light of day.
Good.
I like the ones like that one where it's got Ace and TJ several times like that more than with just the one big time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what do I know?
Not shit.
I'm not I don't have a degree in whatever Todd's degree is in. Ass kissing. He got his master's in that.
I got my master's in big hog.
In what?
Big old hog.
hog toting.
I got my PhD in hog toting. Toting this big old hog around.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Riggins, I think sometimes we should just go you know, to your apartment and talk. It's like sometimes we only think each other is funny. Like, we're like,
that's just silly.
But Riggins can't, if I'm over at his apartment, like if I have something to do over there during the week, which I haven't in a long time, he stays on the phone the whole time I'm over there. It's very rude, I think.
On the phone, really?
Yeah, you're on the phone.
I can't imagine you staying on the phone for any length of time. Constantly.
Yeah.
I
highly doubt that.
One of the days I was over there, it was something may have been going on in your family because it was your dad. Then you talked to one of your brothers and another one of the brothers.
I don't count that as being on the phone, but yeah, they check in. We're checking in all day. It's
Are
all
you
day.
Serious?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Look, I got two brothers and obviously two parents. So one day it's Kevin, my middle brother, and my mom. And then the next day it's my dad and my mom because they're together. So yeah, we're pretty much in constant communication.
Wow.
Through text or through phone. But yeah, we talk a lot.
You talk to your parents more than once a day sometimes?
Rarely.
Yeah.
Rarely.
Do you talk to one of them every day?
Almost.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you said when they retired, now they do everything together. And my in-laws, Jody's parents, they're retired and they go nowhere separately. Like if she's got to go to the grocery store, he drives. Hey, I'll take you. He drives her, and then he'll either wait outside and come swing around and pick her up, or go in with her. But every time Jody talks to one of them during the week, she's talking to both of them because they're in the car together or they're, you know, whatever. And I guess that's something to look forward to.
I don't know. Sounds miserable to me, but
I have a hard time though seeing your life, TJ, once you retire, you and Jody doing that, because you're very different. You're much more of a homebody. She's always going out, and she would probably prefer you not go with her.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, does your mother-in-law prefer when your father-in-law stays home?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But if she did, she knows better than to say it.
Okay.
You're damn right.
No, I'm kidding.
Because, Riggins, your mom would prefer to just go without your dad places.
She says that, but then I talked to him over the weekend. They were playing golf, which means my dad was playing golf. My mom was riding in the golf cart with her electric blanket and the heater that I got. She's not playing, so she didn't have to go play golf with him. She could have stayed at home or run errands. So
yeah.
I think it's a front. Like, she's trying to be tough. Like, mm-hmm. I need some alone time. But you went out and played golf with him for 3 hours that day.
Do you think he would have rather she not go play golf with him?
No.
No, he wants her there?
He's trying to tag along to everything.
That's cute. And
she's like, I don't want you at the grocery store with me, because he's probably a pain in the ass. I guarantee you he is.
Yeah, but it's new to him.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not
he didn't go to the grocery store before he retired.
Yeah.
He always did that.
Didn't you say one time that your dad didn't know what lettuce was or
what
lettuce
was? Called my mom. She sent him to the store to get a salad. He called my mom and goes, Nance, what goes in a salad? She's like, have you ever eaten a salad before? I don't know. Go to the produce section and pick anything. That's probably a good start. What goes in a salad?
That's funny.
You're a shithead. Anything that's from this one section of the grocery store.
Think about a time you've had a salad.
Yeah.
Look down and okay.
You've eaten a salad before. Pick anything. We're trying to make a salad. The fact that he had to call her. Like, Dad, I know you're smarter than that. Can you not figure it out?
Oh, that's
You can't
funny.
Figure that out?
My grandmother, Nana, she always had to stipulate what color the salad was going to be. We were going to have a green salad.
Green salad.
And I used to think, what? All salads are green. What are you talking about? But then I found out there's potato salad, sure. Pasta salad, and all that. But we're going to have green salad.
Green salad. Sure.
Yeah.
Even on the menus, you see green salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're crazy.
But yeah, I just can't. The first thing that my father-in-law ever cooked, like in the kitchen by himself, was when my kids were very little. They weren't even in school yet. And my mother-in-law went with Jody to New York. And he came to keep the kids in the mornings while I was at work until I could get home. And he had to make Lainey a grilled cheese sandwich one day before I got home. She wanted a grilled cheese sandwich. He had no clue how to do it. Yeah. He had to call my mother-in-law and ask her, how do you make a grilled cheese sandwich? And I just
helpless.
Thought, oh. But you know what? That's always my comeback when guys like that make fun of me because I can't build anything or I can't fix anything and stuff like that. I go, well, I can feed myself.
Yeah.
And I can pick out my own clothes. That's one of the big ones. The guys were standing around making fun of me at a party one night. And I said, how many of y'all wives laid your clothes out for you tonight?
Whoop.
That's right. Mine didn't.
What?
I picked out my own.
Can you imagine?
Look at that. And my shoes were different. Telling you. My shoes didn't match.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, I was wearing a fedora, you know, as a loincloth.
The flip side of that, though, is we had a radio friend. I don't really say this, but Alexis, we had a radio friend that when we went to a convention, he showed us pictures one time. He took pictures in his room. When he opened his suitcase, he didn't know what the hell was in his suitcase. When he opened it up, she had labeled everything. Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning. And it was all put in there in order, like in little bundles. This is how you wear it. And all taken care of, which meant he didn't spend one moment packing. She packed everything for him. And like, just grab your bag on your way out. It's ready to go. That has an upside.
Hell yeah.
It's like the upside of being the president is you don't spend time doing jack squat. Somebody just tells you to go get on the plane. You get on, you know, my clothes are here. Whatever.
And it wasn't because he didn't know how to dress himself. It wasn't one of those situations. It's like she was acting as his stylist.
Did he
like putting
that?
The outfits together. Yeah. I mean, he's big time. So she was put the outfits together for him.
Yeah.
Like, you wear these pants with this shirt, and, you know, this will be a good look, and this will be a good look for Friday morning, and then, you know, so forth and so on. They're divorced now.
Oh, they did get divorced.
Yeah, that's what caused the divorce.
Yeah, they eventually separated.
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably. Right. Well,
I couldn't do that. I couldn't be with a man and I would have to dress him. No, thanks. It's too much responsibility.
But I mean, how hard would it be for the guys you like? You just make whatever pair of Jordans goes with whatever pair of, you know, sweats and tracksuit and gold chain and whatever car you give them.
Yeah. Now I will ask, like, depending upon the
is that
event,
why you're upset today? Because I pick on you too much.
No, I'm used to that.
But I will ask, depending upon what the event is or where we're going.
See, pat my clothes.
Is there anything you would? Do you have an idea of what you would prefer for me to wear to this thing? Like, it's your thing. What, you know? What's the clothing? What's the attire for the evening? Kind of deal.
I don't give my wife the satisfaction
of pleasing her,
of even asking her opinion on stuff like that, because she'll throw it back in my face. Somebody will compliment me at the party on what I'm wearing. She goes, well, it ought to look good. I picked it out. I hate for it.
She's funny.
You should have seen what he was thinking about wearing. Dumbass. He's so stupid. He sucks. He's so dumb.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
You learn something new every day that Alexis can't do. I know that sounds negative, but I mean, not that she doesn't have the ability to do it. It's that she can't because of the restrictions of her size.
Is she tiny?
She just said, I can't ride an adult bike, a bicycle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Can you ride a stationary bike at the gym Are you tall enough to do that?
Yeah, I can, but it doesn't feel like I have to sit at the edge of the seat.
Ooh.
I know. But when here in Charlotte, where we live, when they started coming out with the bikes that you could rent, I was so excited, and I went to go rent one, and I couldn't balance myself because my feet wouldn't touch the ground when I was trying to get on the chair.
So you'd have to let the bike, stop. You have to just put your leg down and then let it just fall over until your foot hit the ground.
And that's not a good look.
Like when you're a kid riding an adult bike, you've got to kind of, once you get on it, you're okay. You can okay to ride, but to stop sucks because you got to let it almost fall over to stop.
And mentally, knowing that I can't reach it, it's going to make me fall anyway. So
When's the last time you've ridden a bicycle?
I went to my friend's house, and he has a 10-year-old, and I rode his bike around. Yeah, he thought it was so funny, his kid, that I could ride his bike.
Yeah. Can you also get into those little toy cars where you push it with your feet when you get in it, the little Fisher-Price car?
That's what I want to see.
I probably could.
I bet you could.
That red car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure I could. Oh, get one of those mechanical cars.
Yeah, get you a little Barbie Jeep you can ride around.
Yeah,
ride around your apartment in a Barbie Jeep.
I'm like, I'm in a G-Wagon B, okay? Tell me something.
G-Wagon, like, yeah.
That's a fake G-Wagon. G-Wagon.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I wonder what...
Video of you riding around your apartment in a little Barbie Jeep.
I wonder what the size limits are on those things. You could probably look that up.
On what?
On which those ones? Barbie Jeeps.
Oh.
She could probably go to Sonic in that.
Slowly.
Can you reach the speaker at Sonic if you go out of your window? Can you reach it, or you got to open the door?
I probably have to open the door.
Like at the ATM, you always have to.
Yeah, drive up ATM, you got to get out of the car.
Drive up ATM. When I go past, do the pass to get in here for the gate, I have to get out of my car.
Now you dinged it up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Before, I would take the chance. Like, if I ding up my car, whatever. But now I can't, so I have to get out. And it's like embarrassing. I don't want to say embarrassing because I'm used to it by now, but it's annoying when you have a car behind you and you're like, oh, I got to get out of my car. I got to open the door. I know I can't help it, but still, I feel like I'm holding it up.
If you go to the drive-thru at the bank, can you reach the tube?
I have to undo my seat buckle and put my car in park.
Lean out with the door open like that?
Yeah, okay. How many times have you forgotten to put your car in park? And then when you reach, you start rolling.
It's been a couple of times. Yeah. I never hit anything, but...
Well, good.
But it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
It's like when the light next to you turns green for the turn lane and you think that was your light and you lurked forward and you slam on the brakes, you're out halfway in the intersection, you're like, damn it, got to back up.
Yeah.
You know, I never really make dumb traffic mistakes like that, going to take off on a red light until my wife's in the car with me. It's crazy. Or I'll miss a turn that I know exactly where I'm going. I could be going to the grocery store that I go to every time I go to the grocery store, but if she's in the truck with me, I'll miss the turn. She'll go, where are you going? You don't even know how to get to the grocery store. turn here. Like, in the next time, you need to turn here. I know how to go. Well, you didn't last time. Oh, <my God. clears throat> You passed it before.
Is it because you feel a little tense, keyed up, knowing that you're going to be criticized for your driving?
No.
Okay, because that's
why would I be criticized? I think it's actually because somebody's in the vehicle with me that's normally not there, and I'm talking, and, you know. But it wakes me up really fast when you go, where are you going?
And I bet that makes you snap to attention.
How long has it been since you've been to church? You don't even know where it is anymore, how to get there.
Yeah, I don't like driving with other people in my car.
So I don't. Amanda honestly, keeps you on guard.
Oh, God dang. I'm, yeah. Oh, God
dang. God dang. Yeah.
It's effing, yeah, it makes me nervous. It makes me tense to be riding in the car. And a lot of times, honestly, if we're going somewhere in her car, I'll say, you drive, it's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Because I don't care. I would rather ride than deal with it. But yeah, and I've told her, look, I get very, I'll give you an example. I missed a turn the other day. Maybe think about it. I was supposed to make a left-hand turn at a light, and I went through the light, kept going straight. She was like, oh, I thought you would go that way. It's fast. And I was like, son of a bitch. And I just like, God damn, stupid for missing that turn. Because I was so angry at myself because I'd opened the door for the criticism of, why didn't you turn there?
And though I kind of just like, gosh, she's like, hey, it's fine. It's just a turn. Like, no, it's not fine. Damn it. I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I would not want to be in the car.
I like going this way. Yeah. Is what I would have said. Even though I screwed up, because I've done that. I go, I like going this way better.
Yeah.
This is what I meant to do.
Well, it's shorter. I don't care. I just like this way better.
But like the other day, Saturday, we were going somewhere to eat. And we go through a light. And then you have to kind of have to get in the right-hand lane to make a right-hand turn coming up. And as we're approaching the light, it's two lanes. And she said, "You're gonna go. You're gonna get over." Mm-hmm. I've already checked the side view mirror. There's nobody there. And she said, "You're gonna get over. You got to turn right up here. You're gonna get over." I said, "I'm gonna over when I effing feel like it."
Ooh.
Oh boy!
And she didn't say anything. And then as we got right there to it, I just eased. I said, "There's nobody even there. Look, I just eased right in. Look at that."
Mm-hmm. How long does it take you for that anger to leave your body?
Yeah, a little while.
Okay.
When I get angry like that, it takes me. I get upset. It takes me a little while because I'll hold it against you. And she says things sometimes, and then I don't think she realizes how they come out. But they don't mean anything to her. She's not even being critical. And I will allow that to linger and fester and become angry. And then I'll stay pissed off for a while. And then I'll start to do something just to be annoying.
Oh my God.
Say, what is your deal? I'm like, well, you said something to me like an hour ago. And she didn't mean to do it that way. Just kind of turned it that way. And I'm trying to learn.
Honeymoon phase over.
Yeah. That was even before the honeymoon. Well before the honeymoon. That's
I don't
want to
get married. I'm
that's
good.
That's kind of me in general. Well, put it this way. We went to that little, you know, you take that like premarital counseling kind of thing. You take the little quizzes and all that kind of stuff together. And the guy said, what is one of your biggest problems that you realize you bring to the marriage? And I said, sometimes I just get angry and I will do things intentionally just to be annoying.
You're petty.
I said, for example, well, yeah, you've said something about my driving. So from now on, she's like, do you want to get over? Nope, I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay in this lane right until the last possible minute, knowing that it makes her crazy. I'll just do it just to spite you now because you've pissed me off.
Yeah, my wife will start telling me if we're on a road trip or something. Now, you're going to have to exit to the right up here in 6 miles. You got to get over three lanes. You may want to start moving over.
Right.
I'm good. So what was the question that he asked? What do you bring in?
Like what are things that are there things that you do that you realize in going through talking about problems we have with each other? Blah, blah.
Say, what problem are you bringing into the marriage? I'd say this bitch. That's the problem. Her. Not
this is Share Funny.
Oh yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around, therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy, no fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.